You're listening to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. It is Thursday, January 5th, and a nice snowy day here in St. Louis, but not too bad in Washington, D.C., where many of our Lutheran college students are gathering together for the Liberty Conference of LCMSU. That's Campus Ministry for the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod, and we have some folks to check in for us there live from the conference in just a moment. Saying thanks to our underwriter, Concordia University Wisconsin, for supporting Faith and Family. Find out more about them on our website, kfuo.org. Look for the CUW logo. Reporting from the Liberty Conference, Pastor Eric Andre, First Trinity Evangelical Lutheran Church in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Is that right, Pastor?
You got it. Yes.
Well, thanks for taking some time to check in with us. I know you're headed to a panel discussion in just a few minutes here, and I appreciate your time checking in with us this morning. Pastor, you do campus ministry in Pittsburgh for a number of institutions, institutions of higher education. Tell me about campus ministry, why it's important, and why you are at this event.
Well, I often say that campus ministry is our most important domestic mission. The things that this past summer I was at the Synodical Convention, and all the things that we're talking about, all the things that are happening both in society and church, whether it's race relations or science and faith or family or sexuality, all these things tend to germinate and often have their roots on campus. And our students are confronted with challenging perspectives on all these issues, challenging worldviews while at campus. And if we're not there to support them, to equip them, to keep them steadfast in the faith, then they are often making decisions that are formative for the rest of their lives in the opposite direction from which they should. But if we're there supporting through campus ministry, through contact congregations and so on, student fellowships, then it can be a time where those challenges actually strengthen the faith, trial by fire kind of thing, and help them to carry their cross and form them in their vocational callings as students and as the present and future of the church. So this week that's, we're discussing a lot of those issues. That the main theme of the conference set here in the Metro DC area is religious liberty. And we've heard speakers and sectionals addressing a variety of topics, a variety of perspectives on that topic as a main theme. And I know that my students that I've brought from the University of Pittsburgh and Carnegie Mellon, Duquesne, and other schools in Pittsburgh have really appreciated the education they've gotten here this week, the fellowship, the worship. It's been a wonderful experience, I think, for everyone.
How does this conference help you as a campus pastor?
Well, it's wonderful, of course, for me. I get to meet my colleagues from all across the country and exchange ideas, edify one another, build each other up. I just had a great discussion this morning with Rick Miles, who's campus pastor at the University of Illinois, and we were kind of comparing notes and talking about, how does it work with when you have, of course, multiple campus ministries representing other Christian denominations and other faiths and how we interact with those. It can be very helpful to compare and contrast different situations. He serves at one particular university. I'm serving several. So there's differences, but there's also similarities. And so for me, it's just helpful to see these guys. And it's wonderful to meet the other students and collectively to remember that we are part of something much bigger than ourselves. In Pittsburgh, we're part of this wonderful and blessed synod. And also through the worship, as we pray this morning, that we're part of the church wherever brothers and sisters in Christ are praying to God and receiving his gifts. So for me, it's just, it's one of the highlights. We do it every 2 years, and it's one of the highlights of my time as a campus pastor.
Tell me about the panel that you're headed to here in just a couple minutes.
Yeah, so, kind of wrapping up the main sessions of the conference, we have some free time this afternoon, and then tomorrow we close with Divine Service for Epiphany. But the panel, I think, is going to reflect on what we've done the last few days. President Harrison is here. He's speaking right now. He'll be on the panel. We'll have Deaconess Shana Mitchell from Ball State. We're going to have one of our students, myself, and I can't remember the fifth person, to be honest with you. Mark Azil, the organizer, has all the details on that. But it should be a good panel with a couple of campus pastors, deaconesses, and of course, the president of the Synod. And, we'll take questions from the floor, and we'll prod and poke at each other and try to brainstorm as we go forward and onward with this campus mission.
What do you sense are the questions among students today that may come up at this panel today?
Yeah, I don't know exactly what will come up at the panel, but I can tell you that the questions that I get asked the most as a campus pastor, whether from my own student, you know, just across the board, faithful students who've maybe been Missouri Synod their whole life to, you know, the interested or curious agnostic to the challenging atheist. I get asked questions about biblical authority and sexuality. Those tend to be the questions that are most at the forefront, and also the intersection of science and faith, which overlaps with issues of sexuality, but, you know, evolution. So science and faith, sexuality and biblical authority, I think are really at the forefront of the minds of today's college student. And as I told my students the other night, and I told a gathering of students when I had a sectional, you know, if you have these questions, if you have doubts, if you have real struggles, don't keep them to yourself. Ask your pastor, ask your campus pastor, ask your fellow students, come together, pray about it. And we have a history of great thinkers in this 2,000-year venture called the Church of Jesus Christ. I may have some answers, and if I don't, I can turn to those on whose shoulders I'm standing, and they've thought through these things. They've struggled with them as well, and through the Word, they've come to be provided with answers and conclusions that can you know, settle the heart and feed the soul.
Well, Pastor, thank you so much for your time today. I'll let you hand off the phone to Bart. Pastor Eric Andre, Associate Pastor for Campus Ministry, First Trinity Evangelical Lutheran Church in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Thanks for being my guest.
Hey, thanks so much. Have a great day.
And now we'll check in with the Reverend Bart Day. He's the Executive Director of the LCMS Office of National Mission, also at the Liberty Conference in Washington, D.C., and having a chance to sit in on all the sessions and be a part of the events. Pastor Day, how's it going there?
Hey, it's great. Thank you for having me on this morning.
Oh,
Andy.
My pleasure. Thanks for checking in with us. What do you see as you look around at this conference? Who do you see there? Who made their way to Washington, D.C. for the Liberty Conference?
Yeah, lots of kids. You know, we moved the conference away from the Midwest, from St. Louis U, to move it down, you know, to come to the coast because of the topic was part of the reason for the desire for the move. But we've seen a lot of kids from the heartland and then kids from the coast, even have a student from Alaska who's here. So kids came far and wide, and we're always amazed not only at the kind of formal campus ministries that maybe tend to bring a group of kids, but also the number of just individual LCMS students who make their way to this conference, partially because they are a bit disconnected and don't have formal campus ministry where they are, and they really want that, you know, fellowship and camaraderie with other college-age students to talk about these kind of topics. So it's a great crowd again. We got a great turnout for kind of coming further away from the Midwest, and it's been great the last day and a half.
As you get to meet students and interact with students there and those involved with campus ministry, looking forward to the future, what does that make you think about the future leaders of our church and those who serve as lay leaders in their congregation or future pastors, deaconesses, teachers, DCEs, the students that are there? What does that make you think about the future of our congregations and the work of our church?
Well, it makes me excited. I think the best times are yet to come. I think the future is bright and exciting. You know, it's easy to be very dour and sourpuss about the church and decline and all the rest. But, I mean, when you come to a place like this and you see faithful young men and women who want to engage, not only theologically, but really in everyday life, and they want to find their voice and their daily vocations, which may be serving the church, but certainly may not be serving the church. But be faithful in those vocations and interact faithfully with their neighbors, being able to share the gospel in those daily contexts. And that is quite exciting, and I think gives me great joy and hope for the future of the church and Christianity in America, despite the struggles that are very real and the challenges that are very real. And that's been part of the focus of the conference, that there is a push against religious liberty issues. And, you know, what will happen with those in the future are unclear, but we have a great history as Lutherans with our two kingdom theology, being able to stand firmly in the kingdom of Christ, but also work freely in the kingdom of the world, knowing that Christ governs and rules there also and calls us to vocations in both of those worlds. So despite the challenges that people talk about, I think the future is bright, and the fact that we have young adults that are here who really want to engage those issues and be faithful living in the world, I think is very exciting.
Just about a minute left. The Chancellor of LCMSU, the Reverend Marcus Hill, I know he's very busy running around, keeping things going. What do you think is his take on all the students there and how things are going?
I think that he is very excited. There's always hiccups with the scheduling and logistical things, but he's done a good job again planning and trying to make the conference hum along and make changes on the fly to accommodate. So I think he's very pleased and already looking forward to the next conference and thinking about location for that and how we increase the number of students that are able to be here and keep the cost down and give them a good experience and find a good topic that's something that is really interesting to them, but also kind of contemporary for the needs of the church. So I think he thinks everything is going quite well. And I oftentimes enjoy firing Marcus from his job for any number of things, but I think I've only fired him a couple times in the last day and a half. So he's done pretty well again. So kudos to the Chancellor of LCMSU.
We are thankful for him and for the many who are involved in campus ministry, whether they're a campus pastor, a chaplain, or lay leaders, or others who are supporting, or a local congregation who so welcomes our college students into their congregation to receive the good gifts of God. With just about 30 seconds left, what's the highlight of the conference for you?
I think the highlight has just been seeing the interaction of the college students who are here with each other. They certainly enjoy the fellowship and the camaraderie and being able to share the faith. And I think just to know that they're not the lone voice maybe on their campus, or that they're not sort of odd, that they have these biblical views of the world that sometimes don't resonate well in their college classroom. That's the exciting thing, to see them interact and find real joy with each other.
The Reverend Bart Day, Executive Director, LCMS Office of National Mission, reporting from the Liberty Conference in Washington, D.C. for LCMSU. Thanks so much for being my guest today, Bart.
Hey, thank you very much. Anytime.
Safe travels. Blessed Epiphany.
Yep.
Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to find out what's going on with Lutherans for Life in January and throughout 2017. March for Life just around the corner. You're listening to Faith and Family on Worldwide KFUO.
Concordia University, Wisconsin in Mequon overlooks a half mile of beautiful Lake Michigan shoreline. CUW campus is located 15 miles north of Milwaukee, with over 70 undergraduate majors, 28 graduate degree programs, and doctorate programs in pharmacy, physical therapy, occupational therapy, and nursing practice. CUW offers online learning and accelerated learning at one of 9 Wisconsin centers and one in St. Louis. Traditional or accelerated education, CUW has the program for you. CUW.edu.
Welcome back to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. We are talking with those who are participating in the Liberty Conference, Lutheran Student Union, or the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod University Program, LCMSU. And with us by phone now, Matthew Kelp. He's a senior at Lindenwood University in St. Charles, Missouri, president of Lutheran Student Union, a student organization on campus at Lindenwood. Matthew, welcome to Faith and Family.
Hi, everyone. Thank you very much, Andy.
Glad to have you with us today. What, Matthew, you have attended LCMSU's conferences in the past, correct?
Yes. I didn't get to go to the first one in 2013. I was still in high school. I don't even know if I knew about it until later that summer after it happened. But I did go in 2015 to Taboo, which was also held in St. Louis. And at that conference, we discussed human sexuality issues. And that was a very good conference. And now I'm in Washington, D.C. for the Liberty Conference going on this week.
What drew you to this conference at Washington, D.C., the Liberty Conference?
Just like the last conference in 2015, again, this conference is dealing with a very timely issue, a very important issue in our culture today. Our religious liberty, our freedoms as Christians are being attacked, I feel like, anyway. And so I really think it's great that the Missouri Synod and LCMSU has taken the initiative to put on a conference discussing these issues so that we as college students can come and learn about how to deal with this on our college campuses and as we move on into careers in the world.
What are some of the presentations some of the things that you've had a chance to participate in so far that you found helpful?
The first speaker, the first plenary speaker who spoke to the entire group was President Gard from Concordia University Chicago. He gave an hour talk. Actually, it was quite interesting and very emotional, I would say, almost apologizing for the things that have happened in the culture as a result of his generation, the baby boomers, and their the effect that they've had on politics and the legal system and all of that. So I really enjoyed that. I also went to a sectional presented by Reverend Eric Andre from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, on Dietrich Bonhoeffer and how he handled the question of whether it was right and or just to engage in the resistance against Hitler.
What are you looking forward to in the rest of the conference? I know you have more yet to attend. What are some of the things that that you're hoping to check out, other sessions or other parts of the conference?
Oh, that's a good question. There's still a couple more sectionals and a couple more plenary speeches. We're about ready to head to sectionals right now again. Trying to think of what I'm most looking forward to. I know that President Harrison is speaking tomorrow on religious liberty to the whole group, and I'm looking forward to hearing that because I know he has definitely been an advocate for the LCMS getting into this arena, and so I'll look forward to hearing from him. So that's definitely a highlight.
Now, Matthew, did you travel alone, or were there others from your group, from your student organization at Lindenwood University that are there with you as well?
Oh, there were a lot of other people who were here with me. There were a total of 12 of us who traveled out from Lindenwood, or friends of our group. I guess 7 of us are current students. We have a couple graduates with us, a couple people from other universities, and a couple Concordia Seminary students. But we all traveled out to D.C. Yesterday.
Having a chance to meet other LCMS students at this conference, and what is it like getting to meet some of those other students from around the country?
Oh, it's always wonderful to get to meet other Lutheran college students. It's such a blessing. A couple of them are walking by right now. Hi, Bethany. And so anyway, I really do enjoy that aspect of the conference, forming connections with other people, you know, knowing that I'm not alone. There's hundreds of thousands of other people in my position around the country from my church body. It's a blessing to get to know them.
Matthew, what does it mean to have a student organization on your campus, the Lutheran Student Union at Lindenwood, during your time as a student there, now in your senior year?
Yes, it means a lot. The first semester that I came to Lindenwood, we didn't have one, and Emmanuel Lutheran Church approached me to help with forming it, which I was very, very willing to do and gracious for their assistance in that, because I was actually a bit sad coming to Lindenwood knowing that there wasn't a Lutheran campus ministry, and so that was something I desired to be involved in, but didn't get to be at first, but that came quickly, which was a huge blessing. So it's wonderful to have a Lutheran campus ministry on your campus, and if you don't have one on your campus, Pastor Zill and LCMSU can probably help you get one started. I have a friend who's trying to get one started at University of Missouri, Kansas City right now. So always more chapters would be welcome.
Well, Matthew, we'll let you get back to the conference, enjoying all that that is to be had there, including not only the sessions where you're learning, but also times of worship as well. I gather that's a highlight for you as well.
That is also a big highlight. Thank you so much, Andy, for having me on.
You bet. God's blessing. Safe travels. Enjoy the rest of the conference.
During Advent, Christmas, Pentecost, Lent, Easter, or regular time, Worldwide KFUO is here providing God's message of salvation through Christ alone. Our LCMS ministry has been spreading the good news since 1924 in all seasons. Whichever season sparks your interest, please consider giving to continue our ministry. If you have questions about giving, you can always email us, gifts@kfuo.org.
Well, Welcome back to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. We are talking about the LCMSU Liberty Conference going on right now in Washington, D.C. Joining me by phone today, Ian Kinney. He is a senior at Southern Illinois University Edwardsville and involved with LCMSU chapter there at SIUE. Ian, welcome back to Faith and Family.
Thank you, Andy.
Now, you are at the Liberty Conference in Washington, D.C. Have you been to an LCMSU conference before?
I have, yes. I went to Taboo in St. Louis last year. It was a little closer for me then. But, I went to Taboo last year.
So what drew you in for the conference this year to make the trip to Washington, D.C. from Illinois?
Well, a big part of it, you know, like I said, was that I went to Taboo last year, and the conference was very well put together. All the speakers had, very, very profound, very eloquent things to say on their specific topics. And so, I could trust LCMSU that it would be another good conference again, with an entirely different topic, but a timely topic. And so as far as the precedents they had set before with their previous conference and then the actual topic itself of liberty and First Amendment type things was really, really enticing.
Who are some of the speakers that you're hoping to hear or that you've already heard at the conference?
Well, we heard from Reverend Dr. Gard this morning talking about kind of two kingdom theology and a little bit on the family and, who you are in Christ. You're not only a citizen of the United States, but you are also, and more importantly, a baptized child of God. And then when the rubber hits the road, we obey God rather than man. Reverend DeBlick, my campus pastor, is actually giving a presentation today, which I'm looking forward to going to. Pastor Preuss is doing a presentation on a vocation and life of that. Your life as a constant vocation. I went to Reverend Wheatfeld's earlier about being a Christian leader in a secular world and how to do so with a positive and actually Christian and loving mindset. Pastor Harrison is speaking at a plenary. I know Pastor Zill, the superintendent of our student union himself.
I believe he prefers Chancellor.
Oh, that's right, Chancellor. Oh, I'm going to get in trouble for that one. Yes, I am. Chancellor Zill, excuse me. He's speaking as well. I just know there's a huge lineup of speakers. I throw the sheet in front of me, or I would spill them all out. But it looks pretty good with a lot of different topics, but all revolving around liberty and things like that.
Now, you're finishing up at SIUE this year and have been accepted to Concordia Theological Seminary, enrolling in the program there to become a pastor, working toward a Master of Divinity and within plans of becoming a pastor in the future, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Ian, how has LCMSU campus ministry been a part of your life as a student at SIUE?
Yeah, there's definitely in my life and things I've gone through, a lot of things that have been important and helpful in my formation as in my desire, for the call of the office of the Holy Ministry. LCMSU has definitely been one of them as far as having a mentor as my campus pastor who can mentor me and help me along the way and be able to navigate campus life. He's definitely been a big part, as well as I'm sure all campus pastors are. Another part has been able to, every day, every class is inundated with the secular world and things of that nature. So being able to have the actual specific time, if our campus ministry does Sunday nights where we do Bible study. So our group gets together and has prayer and Bible study and conversation. And it has been, even though it might seem insignificant, it's been extremely formative in these past 4 years for me, where I've been able to, I know that when I will go there, I will hear the word of God. I know that when I lived on campus, I would go to the local campus church, the LCMS church, local to the university, and I would be given the gifts that are freely given, and I would hear the word preached, and I would have my sins forgiven. And so it's been extremely formative in the fact that, it's almost, almost cliche at this point, but they're not wrong when they say it. College is tough, and you need Jesus, so we'll help. And now I sound like an advertisement for LCMSU, but they're not wrong. College is tough, and students do need Jesus. And LCMSU is a very specific purpose in giving you those gifts that you need to have, especially in very tough college years.
Now, who else is at the conference? Did others come with you from your chapter of LCMSU at SIUE?
Yes, there are about 10 of us from our chapter specifically. We drove up a few hours to central Illinois, met with a bus, and drove what felt like 20 hours, but I'm sure it wasn't. We drove a long time to D.C., so there were quite a few of us, I think about 50 people on the bus. We drove out here from Illinois.
And what are you heading to next at the conference? So what are some of the other things that you're looking forward to in the rest of the conference?
Let's see. So I think what is next is lunch, which is exciting. There's also the next...
Spoken the next like a true college student.
I know. I'm so cliche. But the next section I'm going to is I forget who is speaking, but it's on Dietrich Bonhoeffer and civil disobedience in the secular world, which looks extremely interesting. From what I hear, Pastor Harrison is probably going to have his mustache shaved, which should be very interesting. And then there's, like I said, there is just a number of different speakers on different topics. And there's plenaries where the entire conference is together listening to the same speaker at one time. And then we break off into sectionals with different groups. And so between that and hanging out with being together with all the other students here who are more or less in the same shoes that I am at their universities and coming, you know, to D.C. to listen to the wisdom that we get to listen to, it's going to be a really, really good time.
Tell me about the opportunities to gather for worship. I in preparation for today, you mentioned that you were heading to morning prayer. What has it been like gathering with your fellow students, your fellow LCMS students for worship at the Liberty Conference?
Yeah, it's been very nice. Last night we had Compline. This morning we had morning prayer. Tonight I'm sure we'll have Compline again. And then, so there's morning prayer and there's evening prayer. And then it's very nice. We're at the chapel on site at the university, and the chapel is absolutely beautiful. Pastor Zill, in his words, we had to Lutheran it up a little bit. So you know, we had a altar and cross and things of that nature. But it's very nice to be able to get together, and that's how we. It's very pointed that we start the day that way and we end the day that way.
To students who might, university students, college students who might be considering attending one of the LCMSU conferences in the future, what's your advice?
I would say definitely do it. And if the university that they're currently at does not have an LCMSU chapter, they should either contact someone about getting that started or just meet up with a local LCMSU chapter or anybody they know who's going. I know there's quite a few students who either their university, there's not apparently enough Lutheran students to have a presence, or the college won't allow it. So if that is the issue, the logistics that's blocking them, they can meet up with anybody or they could fly by themselves. But I would say that however they would get here or with whom they would come, it's definitely something that you'd want to go to.
Ian Kenny, senior at Southern Illinois University Edwardsville, member of the LCMSU chapter there. Thanks so much for being my guest today. Ian, enjoy the rest of the conference. God's blessings on your travels.
I will. Thank you so much.